Well, my tower faces directly southwest. It's pitched at an angle off of the Quinder. So, and the Quinder runs north and south. And I'm on the south side of the complex, or I face the south side of the complex, facing due southwest. And I can still see the Detroit skyline from an angle, and in the wintertime, I can see the entire Detroit skyline. So if I put up a really good dual bander beam, you know, with a high dB gain, and there's, you know, UHF, VHF, GMRS repeaters, there's a ton of repeaters down there that I can just aim it at Detroit, aim it at the new Hudson's building, and I can hit everything down there that I would need. So that would probably be the direction I go. It's just a matter of the length of the main element beam of the beam itself. I think they're like 17, I mean, they're under a foot and a half. They're like 16 to 18 inches long. And if I put it in a tripod and stick it in the corner, directly up against the building, because I do have a floor above me, and because I'm on the eighth of nine floors. But if I point that guy right down the throat of Detroit, I should have no problem hitting any UHF or VHF antenna. And the Warn repeaters, the Troy GMRS repeaters, I can still hit on, you know, 5-watt HTs with no problem. I can hit the Troy repeater, Big Beaver and Livernois, on 1-watt HT. So I got the power, I got the height. It's just a matter of, like I say, just getting a good beam on a decent base and beam mounted to the building and just point it right down Detroit. I should be pretty much good and set to go.